From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
All right, what's up? I'm Ben Lucian, and this is our Newsroom 101 podcast. With me, I have Connor Mosslinger. Say hi, Connor.
Hi, I'm Connor.
And I have Tori Beecham.
Hey, I'm Tori.
And so today we're just going to talk about, you know, athletes as celebrities. And so why do you guys think that we look up to athletes as, you know, a role model, kind of?
Well, first of all, athletes are always in the spotlight. They're always being watched by paparazzi. They're constantly in the news, whether it be magazines, newspapers, radio talk shows, or TV shows. So, I mean, how can they not be celebrities? I mean, they're always, just like actors or singers, are always in the news.
And, you know, like, every time when you're kids and you see these people on TV, you idol them, and it's like, man, I want to be like them when I grow up, so.
They live the dream life, yeah, basically. Right.
Basically.
Yeah, and they're always on TV, you know, so.
It's like, you know, how can you not see me?
Yeah, right. They're in your face all the time. Like, you know, certain athletes out there, like LeBron James, you know, he hosted Saturday Night Live. You know, he was just on 60 Minutes.
He bowled with Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, yeah. And, like, he's on, like, you know, A, B, and C commercial. So, you know, you see him all over the place. And, like, I know you want to talk about Chris Paul. And, you know.
Chris Paul's just amazing. Best point guard in the NBA right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Just, he likes to bowl as well. Pretty good at it.
Do you think he's a good role model for children?
Definitely.
Okay, so you think Chris Paul and LeBron James are good role models?
Yeah.
And then why do you think that?
Well, they just play the game. You never hear them getting into any confrontations with other players. They just do their job and try to do their job as role models is.
Exactly.
So, Connor, do you think that, like, what do you think about, you know, athletes that, unlike LeBron James, maybe aren't such good as role models? And what do you think about the people that follow them?
I don't know. People are like, they live the dream life, and I think everyone wants to have a job that you're going to love and that you're going to get paid well at. And you're going to live the dream life. And children, as when they grow up, they always want to be either like a doctor or like a professional. Most children do. Some of those want to be like firemen or cops, but a lot of children want to be professional baseball players and football players and basketball players. And, you know, children, like, what they see, they'll mock. Like, it's monkey see, monkey do.
Right.
So they're going to see something and they're like, oh, well, he's my idol. He's doing that, so it must be okay to do that.
Right.
So what's your opinion on that, Ben?
I agree with you. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, that will look up to, like, a Michael Vick, who, you know, is a dog fighter. And, you know, yeah, like, he was really popular in the Atlanta region.
Right.
And he had the number one selling jersey in the NFL at the time. And then after you see the dog fighting, you know, it makes you, like, question, you know, his ability to be a role model.
But then again, right. I mean, it's like, they're people too, and like, everyone does something wrong in their life, and it's, you know, it's just...
It's like one bad decision and you're screwed, basically. But, I don't know, it's just, it's weird, like the Michael Phelps scandal. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people look up to Michael Phelps, and after seeing him in a picture with the bong... I'm sure, like, a lot of kids are like, wow, yeah. I want to be like him, but, like, he's doing that, so it must be okay.
Yeah.
And, I mean, celebrities, they are idolized, and there are some good ones out there, but sometimes the bad outweighs the good, like,
right.
Currently in today's society, with all the scandals and dog fighting, bongs, and other stuff. It's just, the question, like, really comes down to, do parents want their kids looking up to athletes or, like, doctors or policemen, firemen, like the true heroes of our nation.
Yeah, and I even think there's like health ramifications and, you know, this monkey see, monkey do mentality, because like we're having this, you know, big steroid controversy now,
right.
And you know, people like Roger Clemens, you know, most recently Alex Rodriguez, you know, people's favorite athletes are getting, you know, busted for steroids, and kids are thinking, you know, hey, I want to be good like this guy.
So I should take steroids.
Yeah,
to
right.
do it.
So that's probably the biggest problem facing. Athletes as role models. Now.
Like bodybuilders. I mean, there's some kids that want to be bodybuilders, and what do? They shoot up steroids all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know if you've ever seen, the pictures of this bodybuilder named Jay Cutler, and he's, ridiculously huge. He's, like the Hulk, except
Arnold
green.
Schwarzenegger's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
All right, so do you think that, any celebrities have a problem with, not really being ready for a celebrity, or do you think, we put too much pressure on them as a society to be, the perfect role model?
I think that, there's always pressure on people. When they're put in the spotlight constantly, it's sort of like they get in a comfort zone. It's like, I can do whatever I want because I'm like Superman. Mm. It's like no one's going to punish me for doing bad, but, obviously we see, Michael mm-hmm. Vig, you can go to jail for that. It's just...
Yeah, right.
Well, yes, celebrities are always in the spotlight. They're always being pressured, but some more than others. Like, there are always those celebrities on basketball, baseball, football, soccer, no matter what sport it is, on a team that are always looked up to more than others. They, LeBron James with, his chalk throw, and, he is known for that, and he's, pressured and forced, right. By the paparazzi and press to help hold up a good standard for,
right.
Practice good morals. And Tiger Woods, with his fist pump, is forced kind of by the society to hold up good standards. So, I do think some are pressured more than others, and some walk down a bad path when they get too comfortable. But, I do think some are forced more than others. Yeah.
I think the important thing for a lot of celebrities to remember is that, we live in a pretty forgiving society, and, as long as you fess up to what you've done. And, mm-hmm. admit that it was wrong, I think that, most of the time we'll forgive you. For example, Kobe.
Michael Phelps.
Well, yeah, Michael Phelps, for example. Yeah.
But I thought what you were saying was Kobe Bryant.
But Kobe Bryant, he raped a woman. And, but everyone's pretty much forgotten about that now.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that they've forgotten about it. It's just that it's
it's old.
It's he's changed. I mean, you can see that.
You can
he's
tell
changed.
By on the court right. and off the court. And with, I hate to bring up Michael Phelps again, but with his current scandal, he has apologized to everyone for what he has done wrong. Even though after the Athens Olympics, he did a bad thing again, he's apologized. And, he has lost some endorsement deals, but people have forgiven him, and some endorsement deals have stood by him. And I think people are going to forgive him when the right now they're going to forgive him because he still holds up good morals when we see him in public besides two times after the Olympics.
Right. Yeah, I think that whenever people do see them do something wrong, can we give them a second chance and see what they're going to do to if they can redeem themselves?
Yeah.
Mm. And, I agree. A lot of people, just will do whatever they can to just back their favorite athlete. So, it's been fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Good discussion, guys.
Great.
Yeah, it's been a great discussion, and I hope all of you will run out and pick up a copy of Hot Ink. It's going to be cool. It's going to be hot. It's going to be raw. So, you better check it out. All right, so this has been our Newsroom 101 podcast. I'm Ben Lucian, and
I'm Connor Mosslander,
and I'm Tori Beecher,
and we're signing off.
Have a good day.